Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
In Casino Resort Studio.
Mark, do you have a celebration that you want to talk about? There's a birthday going on.
Uh-oh. And,
yeah, that's right. Shout out Sawyer Dickey.
Sawyer Dickey?
Sawyer Dickey.
How old is Sawyer Dickey?
I don't know Sawyer's. Nobody's told me that.
How old is Sawyer Dickey?
Do you know Sawyer Dickey?
Mark Miller, who is that? How old is he?
Do you?
Look out, I've never seen Mark Miller so red as life.
He sucked me in on that. He just burgundied me. Look at him. You suck, Miller.
He was named a preseason first-team All-SEC selection.
That one is ripped into the right field corner. It's down. It's up off the fence. And Moore's going to race to second base. And if he stops, he's got the cycle. How about that? Robert Moore clears the bases, and he's hit for the cycle.
He's got one of the best bat flips in all of college baseball.
And he touches that one. That is a no-doubter as he bat flips it, and it is out of here.
And he's turning double plays and talking about the Diamond Hogs on The Buzz. It's time to talk with Razorback second baseman Robert Moore. Brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin, Arkansas's largest independently owned jewelry store. Visit one of their five statewide locations, either in Pine Bluff, Little Rock, Jonesboro, Memphis, or Conway. Online at sissyslogcabin.com. And now, here's Robert Moore.
Good morning, Robert Moore. How are you doing today, buddy? Robert, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Now we can. How you doing, man? You should be feeling pretty good this morning.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. How are you guys feeling?
We are great. You know, it's hard to believe when we took this journey. We were trying to figure out how many weeks ago we started with you when we first started calling, and the expectations of this team were, you know, to be in Omaha, and it's been a long haul. I mean, it's a long baseball season. You know, I'm an old football guy, and, you know, we would play 12, 13 games back in my day, and you guys play so many games, so many weeks, and it's been a long journey. You obviously top five team most of the year, and then to sort of struggle there at the end, not even sort of, you struggle. But I'll tell you one thing about you, Robert. You have been consistent, you know, every call. You've been positive every call. You even called your shot about going to the regional or super regional. I just got to say, I saw your tweet about, thank you, Jesus, this is what it means to be a team. It's been fun, and we've enjoyed it, and congratulations on getting to Omaha.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, the way I look at it is, if you have a game in front of you, whether you've done good or you've done bad, if you have a game in front of you, are you good enough to win that day? And if the answer is yes, then you should be positive. So, you know, we got Stanford Cardinals coming up, and, you know, they beat us pretty good last time we played them. But are we good enough to win one day? Yes. Okay, then we should be pretty positive about game one of the World Series.
Yeah, and, you know, before we get a little bit more into Stanford, too, I want to go back real quick. You know, the last time we talked was after the crazy, you know, regional against Oklahoma State. And then you go on, and it's a different, you know, different couple ball games. Different, you know, obviously super regional against North Carolina. You had great pitching, great defense, timely hitting, and you just guys did what needed to do. But a different, you know, a different regional than what you dealt with before in Stillwater.
Well, the difference was the ballpark. You know, there's many balls hit in North Carolina that would have been home runs in Stillwater, but instead they're flyouts or doubles in North Carolina. So it's a different ball game. So that had a lot to do with it. And so, you know, it had to hit more singles, hard ground balls, line drives, bunt, move runners over, pitch better. Because, like I said, it was a low-scoring game because of the atmosphere. You know, that's good that we can win in multiple ways. And, you know, our pitching was really, really good this year or this weekend, and we had some timely hitting.
Got to talk about Connor, the two pitchers I want to talk about. Connor Nolan first. Is how many times he's been hit with a line drive only to make a spectacular play. He did it more than once. Obviously, maybe football helped him in that way, but he never seems to be fazed when he gets beamed with a rocket, you know, ball.
Well, the crazy part about that is there's been three line drives off the pitcher, and all three of them have been out. So that has to be the most demoralizing thing as a hitter. So,
yes.
I mean, Connor's fielding 1,000 on those balls.
Big plays.
Yeah.
I mean, they were key plays, you know, obviously, and that's the he just was under control and calm, and like I said, when you've had 290 pounders coming and rip your head off, you can handle the pressure of the ball. And then the other story I want to bring was Will McIntyre. You know, we talked about this, Robert. You know, midway through the season, that he goes in and to the coaching staff says, "I want a chance," and I think he gets a start against UCA here in Little Rock. At, you know, a midweek game, and comes up and has a great game, obviously this weekend against North Carolina.
Well, he saved our pitching staff. You know, he's been able to give some guys some rest and put some guys in some different roles, and you know, we're able to. Throw Hagen out of 10 two times this weekend, and because of McIntyre, the confidence of McIntyre to start. So, he, I mean, truthfully, he saved our pitching staff, and he's made it deeper. You know, just what an unbelievable story about someone that just was working hard and wasn't getting an opportunity because, truth of the matter, I don't know if he really deserved an opportunity. And then, you know, he just believed in himself, and he didn't need anyone else to believe in him because he believed in himself. And, you know, once he got his opportunity, and he knows what it feels like to be sitting the bench. Now he always wants the ball. He remembers that feeling. And, you know, I think the coolest part of this season that no one really got to saw or get to see, you know, we played in Stillwater. He threw probably 30 or 40 pitches one day, and then he came in and threw like four or five innings the next day, and his arm shot. And then we're playing that pivotal game three to go to the Super Regional, and you would think that he wouldn't be on the board. And he was warming up in the ninth inning because he won the ball. So credit to Will and just his perseverance.
We're visiting with Robert Moore, thanks to Sissy's Log Cabin, who had sponsored Robert all year. We appreciate them doing that. And I tell you, you know, another thing, too, in these last five games is that everybody has contributed hitting the ball, you know, one time or another. That's been fun to watch.
Everybody's been hit.
That's right. Or it doesn't matter where in the lineup. It just seems like everybody's delivered timely hits.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you need in the postseason. You know, there's a different guy every day, and it makes it harder for pitching staff to get hitters out when they only have to worry about one guy. So, yeah, I mean, it's the reason we keep winning. So let's keep it going.
One of the things you mentioned last week, Robert, was it was a good thing that you weren't playing at home. You thought it was a good thing.
Yeah, you did make that comment. Yeah, which was a lot of people were sort of shocked to hear that, but maybe we see why.
I mean, Omaha's not really at home either, so. Maybe we keep the trim going.
No, that's another thing. Yeah, that's the. We always want you to go there, but to not have to go to Fayetteville after Birmingham, after Stillwater.
I think the whole thing added up. The change of scenery.
And you're right, Baz, to your point. Robert could speak about that. That everybody, it was somebody different. Oh, we'd see Slavens. We'd see Wallace. Turner doing what he did.
Yeah.
Robert getting on base multiple times, taking the ball right smack dab in the middle of the back as well, and just moving on down the line. But everybody has contributed on this one. And again, now it is. There is no tomorrow. This is it.
Yeah, but you know, too, like you said, Robert, I mean, as long as you have a chance, I mean, it's all, you know, all bets are off now, man. It's anybody. And how crazy is it, too, that you've got four SEC West teams? You know, Justin Moore made the point over the weekend about some people had said the West was down. The SEC West was down this year. Now you see four teams of the eight are from the West.
Well, yeah, they did say it was down, and they ranked us accordingly to that. And if you saw at the end of the year, there wasn't a whole lot of SEC teams in the top 25. And, you know, if you look at the rankings, not many of them hosted. A lot of them are going on the road. And, you know, in our mind, it was like, dang, how good is the rest of college baseball? Because we're playing this every day and we're just beating each other up. You know, is the rest of college baseball that good this year? And, you know, I guess, you know, the cream always rises to the top. But I don't know if they're just trying to not take anything away from anyone. Because it's great for the game that you have all these good programs from different conferences, and especially the mid-majors. But I don't know if they're just trying to get other conferences represented or, you know, just trying to mix it up or trying to give people credit where it's due. But, yeah, that was a little odd.
Yeah, the listen, if SEC just means more, it certainly looks good. Now, you said you guys played Stanford back on February 27th. You lost 5-0. That was in that Round Rock deal, the classic or whatever it's called. I can't recall what the name of it. But what do you remember about that game against Stanford? What sort of stands out to you, if anything?
At the time, they were a lot better team than us. They did everything a lot better than us. They pitched a lot better. They hit a lot better. They played the team a lot better. They played defense a lot better. There wasn't an aspect of the game that they weren't better at us that day. So, we were obviously a different team then. I remember we played doubleheader that day, and we played Louisiana Lafayette the following day, or the following after that game, and that didn't go too well either. But we were lucky to win 2 out of 3 that weekend. But it'll be a good challenge for us. And I remember when we got back off the road trip, and we were talking about that game, and not many people were happy. And Coach said we'll probably see them down the line.
How about that?
We end up seeing them our first game in Omaha. So, you know, what I think is funny is, you know, we look at the 2 years last year and this year, and obviously, if we didn't, you know, win that regional, win the super regional, it'd be considered a disappointing year.
Yeah.
But we're going to Omaha, so I mean, it's obviously a great year. And last year, if we would have won that game, we would have played game one versus Stanford. And then this year, we won the Super Regionals. We're playing game one versus Stanford. So we're in the same exact spot as we were last year.
How about that?
With just a couple less wins and championships.
I want to back up just a second. I know it was a couple of weeks ago, I think when you were playing Grand Canyon, you had mentioned, correct me if I'm wrong, that you had said that your pop wanted you to play for that coach. Do you recall that?
Yes.
And why did you choose Arkansas?
Geographically, Arkansas was 2.5 hours away, and Grand Canyon was a 3-hour plane ride.
Okay.
So,
I knew that. I was thinking about some of the things, just following you, obviously, and rooting for you and all those things, and I didn't get that answer. At least I didn't hear if you did mention it, but it was geographically. Hey, listen, and just something as simple as that, we're glad you made that decision.
It's hard to believe that. It feels like that Grand Canyon game was a month ago. Yeah. It feels like, I did want to have, before we let you go, I do want to thank Sissy's Log Cabin again for sponsoring you, Robert. It was great to hear a couple things. First of all, to see all the guys that decided to come back, you know, communicate. Jalen was, you know, talking, just communicating, this is what we came back for. And to hear Dave Van Horn, what he apparently said to you guys on the field last year after the North Carolina State disappointment, to say one of these days, you know, maybe you guys will win on somebody else's field. And that's exactly what happened. And he talked the same about that after the game in Chapel Hill this weekend.
Yeah, he did say that. It was our end of the year team meeting. And, you know, we're sitting in the locker room, and he said that we're going to go on the road and steal one from someone next year. And in my mind, I was thinking, like, okay, that means we have to be a 2-seed. We're not going to be a 2-seed. but I don't know. Maybe he's got one of those magic crystal balls that the J.B. Hunt Foundation provides for him at the new building. So.
Well, listen, this is his 7th World Series in 20 years, 3rd in the last 4 years if you don't count COVID. And I know this is one of the reasons you came to Arkansas, too, is to go to the World Series. So it's going to be a blast. I know we'll have a lot of representation up there from the station. Roger and I and RJ and maybe Justin Moore are all going to try to get up there. We're expecting to see you. We're going to take the Robert Moore positive attitude. We expect to see you guys play all week and then the following weekend for the championship. Yeah. And then we'll talk to you. Of course, we'll talk to you next Tuesday, and then we'll talk to you one more week after that, because that's what – listen, you guys are feeling it. We're feeling it. Everybody here in the state is excited and happy for you, and we're really proud to have you each week calling us.
No, I appreciate it. I hope to see you guys up there, and, we'll just take it one game at a time. So maybe we do that, maybe we'll be playing for the championship series.
Awesome. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate you. Have a great week.
Okay.
Hi, buddy.
Okay.
Robert Moore. He it's almost like, what was the old thing on Saturday Night Live, the perfect chair?
Yeah.
Is it Robert Moore's like, he always answers perfectly. He never goes out of, you know, character. Always
never
says, does. What is it? One game. If you got one game to play, you got a chance to win.
You know what? We started off with Chris Robinson talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yard to yard is hard, but inch by inch is a cinch. And Robert says, you know, you got one in front of. Listen, that's too positive. That bookends it. We all just end the show.
Isn't it crazy? I'd forgotten about the Stanford game that we played. Of course, that's back in February, Roger. You know, we go back when we had him. Man. The season started in mid-February. You still had basketball going on. He had basketball overlapping. We were overlapping Robert Moore with Jalen Williams and J.D. Notte.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
That's nutso.
It's nutso. And then